If I backtrack a bit, we go back to when I was 13 or 14. By the way, I'm 57 now. When I was 13 or 14 and started my involvement with surfing at the Tugan Surf Lifesaving Club on the Gold Coast, I started as what is known as a nipper, which is a very young lifesaver. We were taught resuscitation techniques. In those days, surf lifesaving also didn't have the equipment that they do today. We used to learn to swim out to rescue people with a belt or a harness, and had to tow a great long length of rope and swim out to swimmers who were in distress, grab onto them. We were taught a number of different holds because people were often panicking when they needed to be rescued. Then you'd calm the swimmer down and you would be pulled back into the beach with this long length of rope behind you, which was not a very comfortable sensation because, if you can imagine, the further you go out, the more rope you're trying to pull behind you. It becomes waterlogged and it tends to try to pull you under the water itself. Also, once you have rescued someone and you're being brought back to the beach, there's half a dozen lifesavers who are on this line slowly pulling you back into the beach, and if they pull too quickly, you and the person that you're rescuing can be pulled underwater. So there was a lot of skill and technique involved in rescuing people by the belt in those days. They didn't have any motorised water devices. The surf boats were used and surf skis. And it was in those days that I first started to ride a surfboard.